Jerry Bader Show, 925. We have CNN, which we normally don't. We usually have Fox News on. It just didn't get changed. They have a very interesting graphic. They've got officer version, police version, and witness version of what happened in the Ferguson shooting. Police version, Brown confronted officer, attacked and tried to take gun, officer pursued and shot. Witness version, officer used car to block their way, and then they took it off the screen just now. But anyway, the witness version says Michael Brown had his hands up in the air when Officer Darren Wilson shot him. We're going to get to this later in the show. Now that and you just heard me mention the officer's name. In the last half hour, the officer was named. This incident is an anomaly for a couple of reasons in today's world. No dash cam. There's no squad car video of this. And no cell phone. That was the lesson of the Green Bay incident earlier this year. There's a cell phone everywhere. Mallory says that's unusual. It's weird. And as I've said before, in today's world, if something isn't caught on a video, it didn't happen. It just didn't happen. And it is amazing how, for want of a better word, dependent we have become. I'm believing we are going to see video of everything. And if there isn't video, and I've said this before, people just tend not to be believed. So what you have in this situation, because there is no video, both sides are not going to, nobody's going to be believed in this. Yeah, pics or it didn't happen. People don't believe words anymore, Mallory said. That's exactly right. Well, there are two sets of words here not to believe. In that community and with the media, the immediate belief is going to go to Brown. That's what's going to happen. That he's going to get the benefit of the doubt, or those describing what happened to him, rather, are going to get the benefit of the doubt. That's what's going to happen. We're going to get to that later in the show, the fact the officer has been named. I want to just, in the minute that I have left here, finish up on, we had Glenn Grothman on before the break. There is something rather amazing that has been mentioned a little, but not a lot, when it comes to, at the moment, Glenn is leading. He, of course, has declared himself the winner in the 6th Congressional District Republican primary. That does remain to be seen. But let's just say that he goes on to win. He is an amazing political animal. He took on, I believe she was Senate Majority Leader then, Mary Panzer, both of the West Bend area. He was a huge underdog. He was challenging her because she wasn't perceived as conservative enough for that state Senate seat. He was a state representative in that area. He took 80% of the vote. He was Tea Party before there was Tea Party, if you think about it. He was the anti-establishment candidate who came in and destroyed a powerful establishment state candidate. If he goes on to hold that victory, it's an amazing political story. We will get to Ferguson. We will get to Barack and Hillary. We'll get to as much as we can. Oh, and I got to sneak Woodstock in here at some point, too. It's 9:29.